This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Okay, this is a very important podcast for those of you who are looking at purchasing your first firearm, or maybe you own a firearm, but you've never really used it. You're not really up to speed on it, and you're finally getting serious about self-defense, because all of us are seeing that the radical left in America is going bonkers. They are completely insane. They are violent lunatics. And now they're openly calling for things like death camps for all Trump supporters. They're saying that all conservatives are white supremacists. That's right. If you're not a liberal, they say you're a white supremacist. Probably if you're not even white. Like, even if you're a black American, they're probably going to say you're a white supremacist. So you're interested in self-defense. I mean, look at these lunatic left-wing mobs. They're out there doxing Trump donors and then sending mobs to the homes of conservative journalists like Tucker Carlson. I mean, mobs outside his home calling for his death while his wife is at home by herself. You know, I ask you this question: does Tucker Carlson's wife have the right to defend herself against a violent lunatic left-wing mob? The answer, of course, is yes. And you have the right to defend yourself as well. And it doesn't matter really what your political beliefs are. You have the right to defend yourself against a lunatic mob. So people like you are, maybe you've never owned a gun in your life. In fact, maybe 5 years ago, you thought you would never own a gun. Maybe you were anti-gun. I've talked to people who are anti-gunners who are like, nah, I got to get a gun. No, seriously. And I've talked to people who are gay, who are now they want to get a gun. There's a bunch of gay people arming up. You know, it's the Pink Pistols group. There are transgender conservatives who are arming up now. And I say, good for you. Good for you, he, him, she, her. What, I don't care what your pronouns are. Just get a pistol. You know, you have the right to defend yourself too. In fact, I'm in favor of gun ownership, legal gun ownership for anybody. It doesn't even matter what your sexual orientation is, or your race, or your religion, or anything. You have the right to defend yourself. It's a divine right. It's a basic right of human dignity. So let's get right to it. All right. So I'm going to cater this talk toward people who are, let's say, middle-aged or older. And this is a big deal, because a lot of people who are older like that, they don't have the forearm strength, the grip strength that's necessary, especially women. And for some reason, I get a lot of calls from women in my family who keep asking me, you know, I need to get a gun now. What should I get? And they're mostly women. I guess even in my family, people know that I'm the guy to call if you want to know sort of how to defend yourself, or maybe if you want something tested for heavy metals, they call me too. People know what I'm you know, proficient in. So women in my family are calling me, and they all have problems racking the slide of a semi-automatic pistol. And it's understandable. It takes quite a lot of grip strength in order to do that. You take just a standard Glock 19 pistol, for example, which is one of my recommendations. It's a very reliable, very just robust pistol. You're not going to go wrong with a Glock 19, although I've got other recommendations as well. But racking that slide, especially with a pistol that is new, where it's a little bit tighter, it's a little bit more firm than a worn-in pistol, racking that slide can be very difficult. Now, when I say the slide, I'm talking about the metal part on the top of the gun. Now, even when you put a magazine in the gun, you have to rack the slide to load the first round that peels it off the top of the magazine and puts it into the chamber, the barrel, the firing chamber. Well, to do that takes quite a bit of strength. And there are ways to make it easier, such as you can use the edge of a desk and you can use your body weight pushing down by gripping the pistol grip with both hands. Put the edge of the barrel on the edge of the desk and then push down with your body weight, you can rack the slide that way. And I know people who say that's their plan, but in a fight, that's not a good plan. Because you're shooting and then something jams and then you wait, hey, bad guy, stop, wait a second. I got to find the edge of a desk. in order to clear this jam. Hold on a second. Stop shooting. You know, you can't really do that in an actual gunfight. So that's not a legitimate really answer. There are two ways to deal with this. Number one is you can substantially increase your grip strength with exercise at any age. There are people who are in their 80s who have very strong hands because they work with their hands. Farmers, for the most part, or, you know, mechanics, people like that. And they have no problem with these pistols. But women, as they get older, they really tend to struggle with this because women in general just don't have as much grip strength to begin with. Yes, men and women are biologically different. So the answer that I'm recommending for a lot of women is to go to a revolver. Now, a revolver has many advantages for first-time gun owners. So this is suggestion number one. If you have trouble racking the slide on a pistol, then go with a revolver. Revolvers don't have slides. You don't have to rack it, and you don't have to clear a jam ever, because revolvers don't jam. Not really. I mean, there might be misfires if you have old ammo or something. I could see that happening. But revolvers are the simplest of mechanisms. There's no loading from a magazine because there are no magazines. The bullets go right into the revolver chamber. And from there, that cylinder is rotated as you pull the trigger, and a hammer hits those rounds with a firing pin, and that's it. So a revolver is a great choice for a lot of women. And there are ultra light revolvers that are really good that you can take a look at. And one of those is the Smith & Wesson, and I think it's a PD 340. I think that's the designation. Now, what's great about this revolver is it fires 38 special rounds or 357 Magnum, which I don't really recommend for women, even for men. It'll make your hand break. your fingers will go numb when you fire a 357 Magnum out of that pistol. But you can instead buy 38 special rounds, which are almost one third the power, maybe 40% of the power of a 357. And 38 Special is easy to handle out of that pistol. The pistol has a titanium cylinder, I believe. I'll need to double check, but I think that's the case. It is incredibly light. You can put it in a purse or a pocket, or you can wear it. It's so light that you can even wear it as an ankle holster if you want a backup gun. I know a lot of people who carry a Glock or an M&P Shield or a SIG P320 as their primary weapon, and then they'll carry this revolver as a backup weapon, usually on an ankle, something like that. So that's one option right there. The 38 Special revolver with, I think, again, a titanium cylinder. It's a very, very light revolver. Now, the disadvantages of revolvers, of course, are this one only holds 5 rounds. Some revolvers might hold 6 or 7 if you're firing a smaller caliber, like a 22 Win Mag or a 22 LR. And I'll talk about that in a second. But most shootings, the vast majority of self-defense shootings, happen inside of 3 yards. They take place in less than 3 seconds, and they involve fewer than 3 rounds. Okay? So remember that statistic. Generally speaking, a 5-round cylinder chamber in a revolver is going to be enough to handle most self-defense situations. So don't let people tell you, you need 50 rounds, you know. Look, I've talked about that before, but I'm talking about scenarios where people like myself, independent journalists, where we are being targeted by kill teams, okay? So I carry a lot of rounds. I carry spare mags. I carry semi-autos. I have backup, you know, 300 blackout guns. I'm not even going to get into what I have, but that's not a typical situation. You know, hopefully you're not death threatened all the time like I am or other people like me. So for you, a revolver is a great choice because you don't have to learn very much to get into it. You don't have to learn how to clear jams. I've been in firearms classes where the instructor will spend an hour doing nothing but jam clearing. It's crazy. I was in one class where the instructor would make you roll around in all this mud until your guns got all covered in mud and your magazines got covered in mud to the point where even when you were reloading, you were like jamming mud and grit into your gun. And the whole point of this, oh, and by the way, he had us rolling around in the mud too. So we were covered in mud and our guns were covered in mud and they were slick. You know, they're hard to hold on to. And then he's like, shoot these targets. And guess what? All your guns jam. And the point of that exercise was to basically spend an hour clearing jams with mud in your eyes while you're all covered in mud. You know, like, wow, what kind of scenario am I going to be in where this happens to me? Am I going to be in a mud wrestling match? Am I going to fall into a swampy ditch? I hope not. But anyway, that was the training. But it was good training because the lesson was you better know how to clear jams. I mean, I had so much mud on my pistol that I had to use my left hand to wipe the mud off the rear sights just so I could get a sight picture so I could even line up the sights and shoot. You know what I mean? I mean, we're talking about a lot of mud. Okay, in any case, if I had a revolver, the mud wouldn't have been a problem. So revolver really has a purpose. Now then, of course, the semi-auto owners will tell you, well, you can't reload a revolver very quickly. And that's true. You can't reload. Where a Glock 19, you know, you can carry, however many rounds you want, really, 17 rounds or 15 rounds, whatever, depending on the size of the magazine. So you've got 15 rounds, let's say, in a Glock 19. You've only got 5 rounds in your Smith & Wesson pistol. But again, most typical shootings are over and done with inside of 5 rounds. So if you don't want to become a gun expert and you don't have the grip strength to cycle the slide on a pistol and you don't want to spend days knowing how to clear jams, double feeds, stovepipes, failure to feed, failure to fire, all that crap, stuck magazines, all that crap. If you don't want to deal with that, you just want to say, hey, just give me a gun that will just work. I just pull the trigger, point and shoot. That's a revolver. And there are a lot of good ones to choose from. Now, Smith & Wesson also makes, I think it's an aluminum cylinder revolver that fires 22 long rifle rounds, 22s. And I think it holds 8. I'll have to check, but I think it holds 8. And it's a great gun for people who are out camping and what have you. It's super light. It's crazy light. You won't even know it's in your pocket. So for people who can't handle the higher power calibers, like a 38 Special, let's say, then this 22 long rifle revolver, even though it may not stop everybody who's attacking you, it sure is better than nothing. And I hear people arguing all the time, you can't shoot a 22. That's a gun for pussies, you know? It's like, really? You ever been shot in the face with a 22? Yeah, it'll make you rethink what you're doing there. So you can't tell me that a 22 shot at your face doesn't make you pause and think. Look, people are killed by 22s. So a 22 can be very effective. And at the very least, if you're, let's say you're a 65-year-old woman and someone's harassing you and threatening violence against you, you whip out a Smith & Wesson revolver that's loaded with 22s. First thing is, they don't know it's only a 22 revolver. They don't know. They think you might be packing a 357 revolver, right? A Ruger, what is it, an LC9, something like that. Wait a minute, that's a semi-auto. You know, a Ruger revolver. I don't remember the model numbers. But they don't know that you're carrying only 22s. And then if you do have to fire, they're going to flee. Trust me, they're going to run. Nobody wants to be shot with a 22. And if you do something like, let's see, there's a company called Standard Manufacturing that now sells, I think it's the S333 Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck revolver, and it fires 22 Win Mags, which are just a little bit more powerful than a 22, just a lot more powder. It's a longer cartridge, you know. And that gun has eight rounds, and it fires 2 rounds with every trigger pull. So you get 4 bursts, so to speak, or 4 double shots. So it's firing 2 bullets with each trigger pull. That's an ideal gun for a lot of people. Oh, and also you use not just your trigger finger, but also your middle finger to pull the trigger on that one. It's a two-finger pull. So for a lot of senior citizens, especially, who maybe they don't even have the trigger finger strength to pull the trigger with just the one finger, this gun, the Thunderstruck, you pull with two fingers and everybody can do that. So I don't know if that means it's a little less controllable because you don't have your middle finger on the grip. I don't know. I've never shot that gun. But it's something to look at if you're in the category of someone who's maybe struggling with grip strength or finger strength or upper body strength, whatever. Revolvers are great solutions for you. Absolutely great solutions. Okay. Now, if you have the grip strength, of course, go for a Glock, go for a SIG, P320, go for an M&P Shield, go for, I don't know, go for FN, you know, whatever pistol you want, CZ, pick your favorite pistol. They all work. They're all good. They all get the job done. But remember, if you're really under attack, I'm talking about a home attack. Maybe you've got a liberal mob of Antifa loons outside your front door and they're coming in and they want to kill you because you donated to Trump and someone doxed your address, right? That's happening now. So now you need to defend yourself against a mob of lunatics, yeah. 20 or 30 people, breaking in your door. What do you need? Well, you need more than a pistol. And then there's a bunch of people out there that say, oh, you got to have a shotgun for that one. No, your shotgun runs out of ammo very quickly. You need an AR. And you need an AR pistol, actually, with an arm brace. Because you don't need a super long barrel if you're just defending invaders in your home. You need an AR pistol. Something that's reliable, got a short barrel, and better yet, get a 300 blackout variety of an AR pistol, and then you can load some very heavy rounds, 220 grain rounds, that will just hit hard. You know, a typical AR round is only 55 grains or 62 grains. Grains, by the way, is a measure of mass. I don't know how many grams that comes out to, but in the ammo industry, people use the designation of grains. But a 220 grain 300 blackout round, which fires out of an AR pistol, obviously that's like four times more mass. And is that going to do four times more damage? Well, it's going to impart roughly four times as much kinetic energy. So yeah, you got a bunch of Antifa people breaking into your home. You would love to have a bunch of 220 grain, 300 blackout rounds in your AR pistol. But some of you might say, well, gosh, I don't have the shoulder strength to carry an AR pistol. It's too heavy in the front. Guess what? Sig Sauer makes a 9mm called a cane brake. Cane brake, all one word, that you can shoulder. And it fires 9mm that you can aim. And you can hit with high accuracy. And it's got, you can use like high capacity magazines at 30 round mags and things like that. So you know what? I'm out of time for this podcast. So I'm going to have to continue this in another podcast. But I'll cover the rifles that you might consider. Because a pistol is normally just to cover your ass until you can get to your rifle. Or a pistol is something you carry concealed in public. And that's all fine and that all works. But you need a rifle solution because you got to get to your rifle. So let's talk about that next in an upcoming podcast. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, gear.news or survival.news. And also, of course, check out my videos and podcasts at brighteon.com. Stay safe and keep it legal, okay, folks? I always say follow the laws. And if you live in an area that won't let you own a gun, move the F out so you can get armed for self-defense. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.